Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, Christmas time comes but once a year, with Santa Claus spreading presents and cheer. He flies through the sky, gifts piled high in his sleigh, for the children to open upon Christmas Day. And while this act brings both joy and elation, should we not consider his deed's implication? How does Santa, that jolly old gnome, have time to visit every child's home? As Earth's population continues to grow, his time stays consistent. And so that ratio should, theoretically, spiral out of control. And yet, not once has he failed his Christmas goal. How could this be? Man has pondered for ages. Yet doctors, philosophers, druids, and sages have all come up short in their explanation. Until, well, that is, for this humble narration. Who am I? Not important. I'd rather not say. But I have a perversion that involves Christmas Day. Peeping Tom, Looky Lou, a voyeur if you're French. I gaze into windows while cranking my wrench. Look, I know I'm a monster, but please hear me out, for I witnessed a scene that you must hear about. At the North Pole this Christmas, all covered in snow, there's me, pants pulled down, pressed to the window. And when I gazed in, what did I see but a room full of Santas staring back at me? Man, they beat my ass. I know I deserved it. I am, after all, an old Christmas pervert. And if you call me a liar, well, that would be a shame. For I tell you this, truly, when they beat me, I came.
Oh, just another Christmas pervert. I chased him off. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Well done, old chap. Very good. Oh, as I say, my classic phrase, pip, pip, pip. I know that's, you all say ho, 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 but me, Father Christmas, I'm a little bit more refined.
Yeah, Father Christmas, did I ever tell you about the time that I, what was I saying?
Yes, out with it, chap. Haven't got all day. Thatcher wants me home by midnight.
Oh, is it midnight? Hey, month is it?
It's December, old boy.
It's Christmas Eve. It's the 24th. We all have to go to work at midnight.
Yes.
Hey, can I ask you guys a favor? Can we just not with this right now? Because it's like, this is our last moment of chill before like Christmas kind of starts in earnest. And all the Santas, we have to go out and... Could we not?
I'm too young to retire. Stop trying to push me out of here. I'll push you back. Ow, you hurt me when I pushed you.
Oh, dear. You forgot your spectacles every year with this one. I mean, eventually, all the Santas have to go at some point. There's just too many. And, of course, new Santas will arise and appear organically on Earth somewhere buried under rubble to take the place of the retired Santas.
You'll have to drag old Santa out of here because this is my dream job and I got another 1,000 years in me.
Come on, Santa. I mean, obviously, you're old. You're very old.
Quiz me. Test me. Do whatever you gotta do.
You didn't know what month it was.
What day's Christmas?
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes, I think it's Tuesday. No. Tuesdays, right?
No, this is turning into a Cave Santa issue all over again. Remember Cave Santa, the very first Santa ever? How we let him work for too long, and by the end it was just really bad?
Yeah, but that's not going to happen with me. I'm young. I'm nimble. See? And I kick up my heels.
Oh, broke your leg.
Yep.
Old Santa, can I ask you a question? I know I'm just a little regional Santa, okay? I'm Fort Wayne Santa. So I'm like, I'm small potatoes. Like,
and you work your way up, kid. No, give me some
cheese. I don't have ambitions. I love where I am. I love what I do. I'm Fort Wayne Santa, and that's just what I'll be. I got to ask you a question. Why don't you just take the retirement? Tell me that it's not that you believe the rumors, how there is no retirement. It's just the original Santa taking you out behind the Santa shed, having you gaze off into the distance and saying, there, the retirement train is coming, as he, like, blasts you in the head.
Fort Wayne Santa, come sit on my lap. I'll tell you a little story about why I'm not going to retire.
Your bones are so brittle, I'm not going to sit on your lap.
Avian bones.
Two parts of it. Get on my lap. Two parts of this story.
So strong.
I heard a crunch.
Part number one, old Santa's got a bit of a gambling problem. From January through April every year, I go to Vegas. And I gamble away most of my money. Don't have much of a retirement fund. And then part number two,
Santa.
I don't think there is a retirement. I think they take you out and they shoot you in the back of the head.
I've seen your bets. This old Santa bets on the Sacramento Kings to win the Super Bowl.
The Sacramento Kings should win the Super Bowl. They're playing the Celtics in the Super Bowl, and they're both favored to win.
In February?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Listen, I don't know if it's true, the rumor that, you know, Santa takes you out behind, you know, but I hear we have a good pension. Oh, sorry, said that wrong. We have good venison for the rest of our days. All the deer you can eat.
I don't eat the deer because they're,
Old Santa, wake up, tip tip. Hey, you know that, these aren't the original reindeer, right? You know that every year we cook and eat them and then we have new ones and we rename them the same names to keep the illusion alive?
Father Christmas, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You tell him, I know, you talking to me like I don't, you're so condescending. You went to Oxford and you think.
Yes.
You're, just because your suit is nicer than our suits.
Old Oxford boys, we never forget anything. We ace all our tests and we are harbinging. We love our moms and dads and we all bow to the queen. Old Oxford boys now becoming Oxford teens.
Fort Wayne Santa,
song.
I'm going to fight him. I'm going to fight him.
No, look, hey, look. Wait,
oh, pugilist,
please,
see?
Can we just calm down, okay? We're all Santas here. Let's just relax.
We're all Santas,
Let's enjoy this. This is our last moment to just, like, be before the fucking
Did somebody
starts.
Say, let's enjoy this?
Is that Lionel Richie Santa? What is that?
Careless Santa?
Sexy Santa. Am I late?
Sorry, it's just
drip.
Lionel Richie's just standing next to him.
Water. What's up?
Hey, sexy Santa. I see you got me a teddy bear. Bear spelled B-A-R-E.
Yeah, I'm just getting ready for Christmas Eve. You know how it is, baby. You guys relaxing, getting nimble before the big night?
Sexy Santa, could you put a shirt on?
I could. But my arms are so tired from arm day, baby. Hurts to lift them over my head, baby.
Don't. You know what? This is bad vibes. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to try to cool off.
Of course. Sexy Santa, we were just talking about the reindeer. I don't know if you know or have noticed, but I myself, Father Christmas, of course, ride ponies. I ride horses around on my sleigh. Of course, old Santa uses reindeer. What does Sexy Santa use for his sleigh?
Oh, that's easy. I ride gym equipment through the sky.
Oh, a bow flex. I see. Mm-hmm. Apropos, there's a bow on it. Yes.
And if that's not working, I ride my waterbed all the way to the roofs of all the hot single ladies.
Oh.
I go down their chimneys, wink, leave them a couple of gifts, wink, and I do my thing. Yeah, I do the same thing. I go to the ladies' houses or leave gifts, and that's what I do too, old Santa.
Oh, very good. Sexy Santa, it's great to see you. I mean, famously, one of the most coveted and written to Santas. We have some of your letters here from some of the single women. Shall I read them?
Read them to me. Lays down on couch, eats an apple.
Oh, yeah, that's old Santa. That's not a couch.
Oh, whoa. Sorry, old man. That's okay.
Crunches.
The Santa used to see people sitting on my lap. I'm a Santa.
Dear Sexy Santa, please, oh, please, oh, please come again. Wink, smiley face, eggplant drawing. Let's see here.
Boring. I get those all the time. Did you know that Santa Baby was written about me?
I thought it was written about Baby Santa. Baby Santa?
Yes?
Baby Santa, are you going out this year?
Yeah, going out this year.
Very good, very good. I
wanted to let everyone know the chili is ready. They do exist.
Oh, no. Oh. Whoops. Catches him before he falls and cracks his head.
Oh, I almost fainted.
M&M commercial Santa, is that you?
It's me, and I just wanted to let everyone know the chili's ready. The Santa chili. It's got everything. Beans, meat, tomato, it does exist.
Oh.
He's really
keeps fainting.
Fainting quite a bit. Did someone say commercial Santas? Ho, 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 I'm hungry.
He does exist.
Guys, we're sort of in here right now, okay? We're just trying to relax before the big night. It's me, Sexy Santa. I'm just saying, like, maybe we slow down the amount of people coming in this room, the pace that we're going at. I can't write this fast.
Well, I think we all have two.
I don't know. I think you got three.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.